If you want to hunt certain animals, like mule deer, this week was your chance to apply for a license. If you live in Colorado, you could end up paying about $30, but if you're from out of state, you could pay more than $300. Those big fees fund more than half of the state's budget for wildlife management, and they could take a hit with a boycott by frustrated gun owners who want to make their voices heard. Randy Hampton is with the Division of Parks and Wildlife. He says for now, the agency isn't worried.
Many of our units have more people that want to hunt them than licenses are available.
So the agency expects to sell the same number of licenses and get the same amount of money coming in.
And we don't anticipate that it'll drop significantly below what's available.
But it could be a different picture if the boycott continues through later this year, when hunting licenses go on sale over the counter and sell like crazy.
It really could impact us as an agency and what we do to manage wildlife in Colorado, probably as quickly as in the fall, when we expect those hunters to come in October, November, if that revenue dries up, that would have an impact almost immediately.
Colorado's new firearm laws don't change hunting regulations. They do outlaw magazines larger than 15 rounds, but existing ones are grandfathered in, as long as they're purchased legally. It's more the principle of the thing, according to Brian Welder. He's secretary of the Colorado Outfitters Association and runs the Maroon Bells Guide and Outfitters in Aspen.
Hunters are gun owners, and they feel that their Second Amendment rights are infringed upon. I think the primary concern there is today it's 15 rounds or more. Tomorrow it's handguns. It could be considered a whittling away of the Second Amendment. I actually have some emails here.
Welder showed me one from a hunter who said he spent $19,000 on hunting trips last year, not counting licenses and tags. He's decided not to return to Colorado this year, which means not hiring an outfitter nor spending money in businesses in towns near those hunting areas.
Grocery stores, hotels, gas stations, sporting goods stores. This is far more reaching than just outfitters themselves.
And then there was this message from another sportsman.
I truly wish Colorado would not have passed the recent gun laws. Because of this, I can no longer travel to Colorado for skiing or hunting.
The boycott has expanded beyond hunting, or skiing for that matter. Two shooting events have pulled out of the state for this summer. First, the Ruger Rimfire Challenge World Championship canceled. Then the International Defensive Pistol Association followed suit that had been scheduled for the July 4th weekend in Montrose. Association spokesman Robert Ray says part of the reason was that whittling away concern about changing gun laws. Another was a technical question about how the new laws are written.
They're not very clearly defined. There's very real concern that competitors coming in from out of state and also competitors within a state would run afoul of the law if it was interpreted in the most broadest sense.
It's unclear what effect all those actions will have on state revenue, but the protests have caught the attention of officials.
I've heard from a lot of people it hasn't been all hunting-centric.
That's Al White, director of the Colorado Tourism Office.
They don't always state whether or not they are hunters or not, but they say that basically they're taking Colorado out of their travel plans.
White says he understands that most callers are upset about the principle of changing gun laws, and he doesn't try to convince them to come to Colorado anyway.
There's nothing that my office can do to make them feel better.
Instead, Colorado's tourism office is trying to get more Coloradans to travel and spend tourism dollars near home. As for the hunting boycott, the Division of Wildlife announced on Facebook this week that lots of people applied for the big game hunting licenses. So many, in fact, the agency's credit card system crashed. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Elise Thack.